Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I am your host, Lord God Israel. I will revisit the will of God today, revisiting the will of God. In this episode, you will see if there is indeed such a will of God that is in the Bible. What does that will say? What are the things belonging to God? And what will be the disposition of those things that belong to God? Is there an heir to the throne of God? Those things we will see as the program progresses. I have begun to say that the Bible talks not only about me, the Bible talks not only to me, but the Bible talks to all people. All people. Let me read a statement from the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms, and I believe I 49, Psalm 40. Does the Bible talk to all people? And if so, what does it say? What does it say to the masses? Well, here's one such statement that it says to the masses. Hear this, all ye people. Now, you can't get any clearer than that. Hear this, all ye people. Give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. I get from that that it's speaking to all the people of the world. Hear this, it says, and give ear, both low and high, rich and poor, together. My mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and I shall give understanding. Hear this, all ye people, all ye inhabitants of the world, give ear. That is definitely to all people. Okay. I will speak of wisdom and of knowledge. Today's wisdom has to do with the will of God. There is a will of God. I have discovered it, and I will share with you the contents of that will. There's a statement in the book of Acts 17:23. And I want you to follow. Well, I want you to listen to me, just as the Bible said. Hear this. Hear me. That's what I want you to do. I want you to hear me. I'm not asking you to check out anything, search out anything, seek out anything. I'm not asking you to do any research or anything. Just what the Bible says. Hear this. Hear. Acts 17:23. Acts 17:23, and we find these words. I find these words to the unknown God. The Bible speaks not only to all people, but it speaks also to the unknown God. To him who alone doeth great wonders. That's Psalm 136. Verse 4. So, there is Bible content that is solely to the unknown God, to him who alone doeth great wonders. In no uncertain terms, to the unknown God. Now, God is known. Let me put it like this. He is doing just this. The book of John, chapter 7. Verse 4, this is what God is doing. In John chapter 7, verse 4, he himself, God himself, seeketh to be known openly. That's what the unknown God is seeking to do now. Seeking to be known. So, what has been found out? What has been found out is this. There is a God. The Bible says to the unknown God. There is a God who has come upon these things in the Bible. The unknown God. Who now is in the process of seeking to make himself known. Why? Because Deuteronomy 31:26 says this. Gentiles, Deuteronomy 31:26 says this: take this book of the law. That's a commandment. There's a comma after that. Take this book of the law. So the words to the unknown God are found in the Bible. And then there's a commandment to the unknown God saying, take this book of the law. What book of the law? The Bible. The Bible speaking of itself, calling itself this book of the law. And it says that to the one it at first calls the unknown God. Thus begins communication between Bible content and God. Okay. And that I have done. I have taken the Bible, authorized version, Bible, the book of the law. Okay, but that's not all. Next statement, Joshua 1:8. I left something out, though, when we visited John 7:4. There's another statement in it. First it says something about God. It says he himself seeketh to be known openly. And then the other statement in it said, if you do these things, one such thing is take this book of the law. That's the beginning. If you do these things, show thyself to the world. So I'm in the process of seeking to make myself known, the process of showing myself to the world, all in obedience to the word of God. If you do these things, that we will find out more of what the Bible says. And speaking of those things, if you do these things, show thyself to the world. Now, so it grabs God's attention to the unknown God, to him who alone doeth great wonders. If you do these things, show that. So there are things God has to do. If he is to show himself to the world, not if he is God, but if he is to show himself to the world, he must be supplied or provided with evidence of who he is. And that's what those things are. These things, if you do these things, but these things give a positive identification of God. Without those things, there is no positive identification of God. But with those things, there is, and God is prepared to show himself to the world. Right now, he himself seeks to be known openly. Openly. He doesn't have to hide. He doesn't have to keep it to himself of the matter of who he is. He can share it with the world. And that's why the world, the people, the inhabitants of the world are commanded. In Psalm, the first statement that I read, give ear. Hear this, all ye people of the world. Hear this, give ear. So when God, as God seeks to make himself known openly, the commandment to the people is, give ear. Hear him. Hear him. Okay? So, God should take the book of the law, which is the authorized version of the Bible. Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8 says these words. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This is to God, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Therein. All that is written in the book of the law, having to do with God. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So it is the Bible's intention that God has good success, that he be successful in his endeavor in making himself known. Bible intent is that he succeeds and that he is successful in that endeavor. This book of the law. Take this book of the law. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. So there is something in those things. This book of the law. The Bible is not a religious book. The Bible is a law book. Period. Through and through. Religion fools people. Religion is not law. The religion of Gentiles is not law. It is fabulous, built on fables, lies, untruths. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein in the book of law. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Prosperous. Success doesn't just come to God, but he makes his way prosperous. Okay? And then thou shalt have good success. Then, Daniel 5:15. Daniel 5:15 says, read this writing. Okay, let's go back. God should take the book of the law. He shall meditate therein day and night. He should read the writing. Read the writing of the book of the law. Read the writing of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. Read this writing. Then God is told in John 5:39, search the scriptures. God is authorized to search the scriptures. The Bible never tells anybody else. They are authorized to search the scriptures. Examine the scriptures. Examine, investigate, look into the matter well, read this writing, search the scriptures. Then God is told, John 7:52, search and look. Very serious. Read this writing, search the scriptures. Search and look. Then Deuteronomy 31:26. But I read that one. Genesis 31:43. All that thou seest is mine. Now we are talking about the will of God. God is being talked to. He is directed to the Authorized Version Bible, the Book of the Law, given explicit instructions with regard to that Book of the Law. And then he is told by the one talking to him, or ones, that all that he sees is his. The ones doing the talking are the one doing the talking. Then he's told in Luke 15:31, all that I have is thine. God is going to give, God will give all that he has to this unknown God, or he who sat in the seat of God has willed all that he had to the one it at first calls the unknown God. Read the writing of the scriptures, search the scriptures, search and look throughout the scriptures. All that you see is mine, all that I have is thine. Then, Revelation 1:11-19. What thou seest, write in a book. As you read the scriptures, search the scriptures, examine, look, investigate into the matter of the scriptures. What thou seest, write down. Write in a book. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Now, what has been given to God thus far? The Book of the Law has been given to him, to God, to the unknown God. Take this Book of the Law that's been willed to him. It has now been given to him by the will of God. Then, Acts 18:15, if it be a question of words and names, as you examine scripture, and of your law, look ye to it. God is authorized to do just that. Okay? To weigh things in scripture and to make decisions. That's what that's saying. God is authorized to take the Book of the Law, examine the content, weigh the matters of Scripture, and make decisions, make final decisions. What is a decision I have made? One such decision is this, that in the taking of the Book of the Law, that's been willed to me. That's a decision, a decided matter. Okay? And I have done that. I have read the writing of the scriptures. I have examined and searched out the scriptures. And the things that I have seen, I have written down, all in obedience to the word of God. Okay, next we have Jeremiah 30:2. Write thee all the words that I have spoken to thee in a book, another commandment. I have done that. And you can say, I can't say, I am yet in the process of doing that. Okay, write all the words that I have spoken to you, the will says, in a book. Then, Psalm 74:20, have respect to the covenant. In my examination and searching of the scriptures, I found a covenant. Have respect to the covenant. And, of course, the covenant is covered in my writings. Jeremiah 50, verse 21, do according to all I have commanded thee. And I do just that. I do according to the commandments of Scripture. I apply them. I do according to the commandments. All right. I do want to say, too, at this time, if you have anything positive to say or a legitimate question that you want to ask the Lord God Israel, feel free to do so. Call in. The call-in number is 718-664-6262. 718-664-6262. Call in. Okay, I'll continue with the wheel. Isaiah 57:8. Thou hast, and Scripture is talking to me here. Scripture continues to speak to me, saying, thou hast discovered thyself. Thou hast discovered thyself. Yes, I have. I have discovered myself. I have found out that the Bible calls me God. At first it said to the unknown God. And then, of course, it just goes on. All right? Thou hast discovered that, though. I have discovered that the Bible calls me God. I have discovered that that with respect to Bible content, I am God. I am the one the Bible calls God. And speaks, and the Bible speaks to me as being in that role. Not something that I will be, but it speaks to me as being in that role already. What did it say? To the unknown God. It didn't say to the one who will become God. The one who might one day be God. No, it said to the unknown God. To God, yet we don't know at this time. But the writing is to you, God. Okay. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. That's the judgment. That's a legal decision with regard to the matter of God, with regard to the petition of God. That's a determination, which I will not go into that matter at this time. We're speaking definitely about the will of God. In the will, I am told, thou hast discovered thyself. Thy word is truth. Psalm 117, verse 2, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Of course, I have found out what that truth of the Lord is. All right. John 21:19, follow me. Follow me. Follow here in the wheel at this point means to take the place of in rank. The one who was, or the one who sat in the seat of God, now talks to the God who is to follow, and the God who does follow him. That is, I myself, follow me. Glorious things are spoken of me. That statement is in Psalm 87:3 and Psalm 77:14 says, thou art the God that doeth wonders. The changing of the gods. The introduction of a new God that has taken place by these words here. Thou art, you are the God. You are the God that doeth wonders. The wheel continues to me, Psalm 86:10, saying, thou art great and doest wondrous things. The wondrous things is a reference to the works, to my works, my writings. The works of God, the writing of God. And this is a work of God also, this program. Because who is the host here? The Lord God Israel is the host. This Blog Talk Radio Internet program is a work of my Lawmaster. Okay? Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. That's Psalms 76:7. And let me make sure my references are good. Psalms 76:7. Okay, Psalm 76:7. Even thou art to be feared. And Psalm 86:10. Thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Scripture talking directly to God. What does the will say? What does the will of God say in the Bible? It says to me that I am God alone. It says to me, thou art great and doest wondrous things. It says to me, Thou art to be feared. Okay. Also, it continues saying in Genesis 41:39-40, there is none as discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Quite a bit in that statement. God has great authority. Great authority. The will says to God, thou shalt be over my house. The question is, what is this house in reference to? That house there is in reference to the courthouse. The courthouse. Right? God, thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. What happens in a courthouse? Rulings are given. Rulings take place by judges. That's what happens. That's what happens in a courthouse. Rulings are given. Judges rule. Listen to the statement again so you can be clear on this. There is none as wise as the street and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. The courthouse. Okay? This people, 1 Kings 18:37, this people, the Gentiles, who now call themselves white people, this people may know that thou art the Lord God. Now, in law, the word may, M-A-Y, means shall. So the statement reads, this people, the Gentiles, commonly called white people, may know that, or shall know, that thou art the Lord God. Okay. And that's 1 Kings 18:37. Next statement, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 2:11. Okay. No man knoweth the things of God. No man knoweth the things belonging to God. Another thing about the will. In the will of God, no man is a reference to God, the new God, the one who was who is called the unknown God in the book of Acts. No man is a reference to God, the heir. No man knows the things belonging to God. Isaiah 45:14, they, the things of God, shall be thine. The will is still talking to the one it calls the unknown God. But in the will comes to know God, because at first he's unknown. But once the communications begin, there's a knowing. There's a knowing. And that's why the will can say to God, "Thou art great, thou doest wondrous things, thou art God alone, thou even thou art to be feared." There is a knowing that has taken place. There is a communication. There is a corresponding. There is a getting through. No man or God knows the things that belong to God. They shall be thine. That's 1 Corinthians 2:11 and Isaiah 45:14. Next statement, Matthew 12:28. The kingdom of God is come to you. The will is speaking. The will says here in these words, the kingdom of God is fallen to the one it at first called the unknown God, but is now in communications with. Okay? The kingdom of God is come to you. God is the inheritor. The God of Israel is the inheritor of the kingdom of God by the will of God. Okay? Daniel 4:3, his, the new God, kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. That's about the kingdom of the new God. The kingdom was already there, in place and all, but it has now fallen to, as by inheritance, the new God. The new God in me, the Lord God is real. And I have a note here. The term no man is the authorized version. Secret name for God, as I said before. Okay. Now, call in, if you will, 718-664-6262. I'm checking the computer. Okay. That call-in number is 718-664-6262. Okay. I'm looking at the computer. All right. So, what am I doing? I'm speaking in this episode about the will of God is revisited, and we see certain things already have fallen to the new God. A couple of those things are that we have seen thus far. Scripture, Bible, the authorized version, has fallen to God. God has inherited the book of the law. Take this book of the law. It is given to God. God has authority to search out the things in the book of the law. Make examinations, make final decisions. God is authorized to work with the book of the law. God has great authority given to him by These things do not make people want to jump over benches or anything. This is intellectual matter. Intellectual matter. Things of great importance. Dealing with the issue of God and the issue of the will of God. Call in 718-664-6262. Someone had told me that they would call in. Okay, but let's move on. Knowledge, very important. Also, we've seen thus far that the Bible does speak to all. It doesn't only speak to God. It speaks to all the people of the world. As said in Psalm 49. Are you listening? Are you obeying that simple commandment? Hear this. Give ear, all you inhabitants of the world. This, today, this, many people are giving ear to ministers around the world as they preach lies. As they preach lies to people, things that are not so, as they teach things that are contrary to Bible content, and they make fools out of people, deceiving them, misleading them, misguiding, misdirecting them, miseducating them on the things on Bible content. I am so glad that I have come to the knowledge of the truth of things in the Authorized Version Bible. I make no apologies for the things that I say. The things that I say have been searched out by me. They have been searched out scripturally, as Scripture says, by God. They have been searched out and found to be so. And with that, God is prepared, He's qualified, He's authorized to teach the things that He teaches. Are you listening? Yes, I go slowly because in the rush of words, things are overlooked. There's no understanding. And as the first scripture that I cited said, I give understanding. I give wisdom. I give understanding. What is a trait of God? A trait of God is that He gives wisdom. He gives wisdom. He speaks words of wisdom. Doesn't necessarily speak things to make you jump in hoop. Shout, jump benches, or anything like that. He deals sensibly, intelligently, and he deals correctly. He deals rightly with Scripture. As the Bible says about God, he rightly divides the truth. And in Genesis 1, it is said about God, God divided the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. And in Proverbs 6:23, it tells what the light is. It says, the light is the law. Or the law is light. The law is knowledge. God instructs in the law and gives direction and tells the people how they are to behave themselves in the house of God, not which is not the church, but it is the courthouse that is the house of God that the Bible, the Authorized Version, speaks of, the courthouse. That's where rulings take place, in a courthouse, not in a church. And what has the Bible said to God about the house? It says, thou shalt be over my house. Over means in charge of. Thou shalt be over my house. God is to be in charge of court operations and court rulings. With respect to court rulings, God is in charge. Matter of fact, God is told in the scripture, rule thou among thy, or in the midst of thy enemies, rule. And it is the courthouse from which legitimate rulings are given. The courthouse, the house of God. Okay, let's continue. Isaiah 54, verses 14 through 15. In righteousness shalt thou, the will continues to speak to God, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Matthew 21, 22. Let's go to Isaiah 62, 2. Isaiah 62, verse 2. Says, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. And who is the Lord? The Lord is God. That's why he's called Lord God. Okay. Matthew 21, 22. Let me make a note here. Let's see what Matthew 21, 22 says. Matthew 21, 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That's talking to God. Okay? All things ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Okay, let's see here. Where whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. Psalm 45, 17. Turning my pages, 45:17, Psalm. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. All right. Deuteronomy, 1 Kings 18:31. 1 Kings 18:31. Okay? The man to whom the word of the Lord came. Okay. Here's another thing that has fallen to God. It's a repeat, just stated in different words. The word of the Lord came to the new God. The word concerning the Lord has fallen to the new God, the one the Bible first called to the unknown God, or the Lord God Israel, saying, Israel shall be thy name. So, where does God's name Israel come from? It comes from the will of God. Israel shall be thy name. Deuteronomy 6:4. Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The first citation in this episode called upon all the people of the world to give ear. Here in Deuteronomy 6:4, God is called upon to hear. Hear, O Israel. Hear what? Hear the will of God. Okay. John 1:40. John 1:49. Okay, God was just told in Deuteronomy 6:4, hear, O Israel. John 1:49, here's what he should hear. Thou art the King of Israel. Okay, so is God a king according to the Bible? Yes, he is. Thou art the King, having the designation of Israel. Pretty clear. Coming from the will of God. Hear, O Israel, thou art the King. Who goes by what name? Israel. So, God, according to the will, is a king whose name is Israel. Then we go to 2 Chronicles 6:33. 2 Chronicles 6:33. Hear this, O Israel. All people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel. Now, who are Israel's people, or who are God's people? That's a reference to God's children and kin. God's children and those who are related by blood to God. They, too, should go by the name Israel, thy people Israel. So God's name is Israel. God's scripturally given name is Israel, and the name of his people is also Israel. God's people are called by his name. God's people are called by God's name. And what is God's name given to him by the will of God? It is Israel. Hear, O Israel, thy name shall be called Israel. Thou art the King, having the designation or name of Israel. This is why the Bible calls upon the people to give ear and to hear, so you can understand. Give ear. Here, wise individual will hear. Okay. The last citation was 2 Chronicles 6:33. Now we move to Psalm 22:22. Psalm 22:22 says, "It is said to God, I will declare thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee." That's Psalm 22:22. All right. 2 Chronicles 1:11. Okay. And what does that say? Thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Now when the will speaks of my people, as it does here in 2 Chronicles 1:11, it is speaking again about the Gentiles who now call themselves white people. Okay. The people who conquered Africa, captured the remnant of this people who they did not kill, cast them into enslavement and servitude, the black people. The Gentiles, those who conquered Africa, defeated the Africans in battle, in war, gained control, took possession of their land and resources, the black people's land and resources, killed many of them, enslaved the remnant for many, many years. They are called Gentiles in the Bible. And here in this statement, 2 Chronicles 1:11, they are called, simply referred to as my people in the will of God, my people, the testator's people. Okay. What does it say about them? It says, to God, thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. And we're about to wrap up this episode. John 6:4. John 6:45. And they shall halt of God. That's a part of the will of God about the Gentiles and the people, other people. They shall be all taught of God. That's to be in the kingdom of God. All shall be taught about this new God, this God Israel, this King of Israel, who first the scripture spoke to, calling him the unknown God. But he, the unknown God, whose name given to him by scripture, by the will of God, is Israel, is now seeking to make himself known. This is it for today. Until next time.